US influence on early Korean pop. Advert featuring the Kim sisters. This laminated 1960s poster, only slightly larger than a sheet of A4 paper, features three glamorous young Korean women standing in confident poses side by side. They're wearing matching black dresses which are floor length and tight fitting, with white rhinestone trim around the scooped armholes, tall collars, and thigh-high splits in the skirts. The sisters are also wearing heeled black shoes, and the sister in the middle has a long black and white striped fur stole draped over one shoulder. The three women have matching beehive hairdos, heavy eye makeup, and dark red lipstick on their beaming smiles. This is an advertisement for guitars, so the two flanking sisters are each holding the neck of a standing electric guitar, a baby blue one on the left and a white one on the right, with another fur stole draped on the floor at their feet. The studio backdrop is a soft sea green with a grainy grey carpet on the floor. Promotional text in the bottom quadrant of the poster is black on white and reads across the top: versatility, beauty, elegance. More text beneath this reads: the Kim sisters and National Electric Guitars. And then the bottom section lists exclusive distributors in cities across the US and Canada. Across the base of the poster it instructs, write for free color catalog, and gives the address of Valco Guitars Inc. in Chicago, Illinois. Object label. After the Korean War, the United States replaced Japan as the main cultural influencer in Korea. Through radio shows and live concerts at US military bases, Anglo-American pop music spread throughout the country. These platforms also provided a springboard for Korean musicians singing covers that incorporated Korean language and instruments, or performing traditional songs that borrowed from the new styles. During this period, the Kim sisters became the first Korean girl band to tour the US, while Shin Jung-hyun founded Korea's first rock band, AD4.